justice. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a initial history and physical note on Sammy Mincy. Last name M-I-N-C-E-Y. Sammy, S-A-M-I-E. Place was the Pines of Burton Memory Care South. Date was April 20, 2022. Paragraph patient profile. Mr. Mincy is a 79-year-old male who moved in about a week ago from Regency period. Your chief complaint, he is here for further therapy after being in subacute rehab, and he also has a wound in his back, period. He also has hypertension, diabetes mellitus, and coronary artery disease. In paragraph history of past illness, Mr. Mincy had much hip pain that was chronic beginning in November 2022 period. Still gets injections of steroids from Ortho for this period. The pain may have predated that period. Late in November of last year, he developed a abscess at L3 and L4 period. He had some pain before, but progressed to an abscess period. He became unable to walk by January, and then was hospitalized, period. He ended up having a laminectomy in February of this year, period. The wound became infected. It was then cleaned out, and then he went to Regency for post-acute care, period. He is now not able to walk in his own period. Before this all happened, before November, he was driving and he was living independently, according to his daughter, period. The wound does appear clean right now, period. He has that antibiotic therapy, period. There's some pain there, period. He does still use Norco and he's... Wait a minute. And he does use Tramadol and requests that be scheduled, period. He also has a fentanyl patch, 12 micrograms per hour every 72 hours, period. New paragraph. He still has some back pain, period. It's not as bad as before. The wound is still healing, period. New paragraph. He has diabetes mellitus, but they haven't been checking his sugars at the home yet, period. There's no polyuria, polydipsin. He remains on pioglitazone, 30 milligrams daily. For this period, he also has hypertension, which is currently stable. There's no headache, chest pain, or other cardiac symptoms, period. He does have coronary artery disease and had a stent in 1999, period. He also has atrial fibrillation and is on anticoagulation, period. Heart rate is stable and there's currently no palpitations or dizziness, period. In paragraph review of systems. Constitutional. He denies feeling feverish or chills or major weight change. I. He denies major visual problems. ENT. He does use hearing aids, so he has hearing difficulty. He had no trouble hearing me with his aids, period. Respiratory, no current dyspnea, cough, or sputum. Cardiovascular, no current angina or palpitations. GI, he has some constipation. GU, no dysuria, but he has a catheter in place, period. Musculoskeletal, he has back pain, period. He is on Purinol, but doesn't recall any gout. New paragraph, endocrine, no polyuria, polydipsia. No alteration in temperature tolerance, no excessive sweating or thirst. New paragraph, heme, no excessive bruising or bleeding. Past history, stomach cancer, glaucoma, back pain, diabetes mellitus, which is long-standing since the 1990s, chronic kidney disease, and he's on dialysis, hypertension, coronary artery disease, coronary stent. Had a recent laminectomy, and abscess period. New paragraph.
the borders, the record of Trump in terms of illegal entry into the country, and of course, under the sanctuary states of
the family history.
My concern about illegal immigration, things are only going to get worse. You see, migrant caravans once again beginning to line up. And according to new findings from Gallup and Sarah Carter's on the ground in Texas, there's one kind of breakthrough that says border prices are getting worse by the day. All of this is unfolding before our eyes. Take a look.
How much worse is it now than it was before under the Biden administration right now? You were just talking about that.
No, just say start with social history. No smoking or ethanol abuse. He lives in assisted living and came from rehab. Medication, melatonin 3 milligrams nightly. Nifedipine R 30 milligrams daily. Refresh 1.4-0.6. And TID as directed. Simvastatin 10 milligrams daily. Guafenazine 400 milligrams as needed every 4 hours. Tramadol 50 milligrams daily. Ondansetron 4 milligrams daily if needed. Univite 1 pill daily. Pioglitazone 30 milligrams daily. Metoprolol succinate 25 milligrams daily. Hydralazine 25 milligrams daily.
So we know it's getting worse, but it's
going to be worse. The Frostbite 40 milligrams daily. Floristar.
The repeal
of 50 milligrams twice a day. Xeralta 15 milligrams daily. Fentanyl 12 micrograms per hour patch 1 daily. Calcium carbonate 750 milligrams 2 tablets daily. Allopurinol 100 milligrams daily. Amiodarone 200 milligrams daily. Paragraph allergies and unknowns. Paragraph examination. He is not acutely distressed or ill appearing. Blood pressure 118 over 50, pulse 55, O2 saturation 98%. Respiratory rate is 18. Head and neck, pupil equal and reactive right. Eyelids and conjunctiva are normal, extraocular lumens intact. Oral mucosa normal. Use normal inspection. Hearing is inadequate with his age. Next up, no mask, no thyromegaly, tracheal midline. Lungs, clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular, normal, soreness 2. No help, no murmur, no significant edema. He does have mild edema, one plus. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no organomegaly. CNS. Cranial is normal, sensation intact. Musculoskeletal, slight back tenderness, shoulder range of motion is normal. No inflammation or fusion of the knees, no cyanosis, skin. A scar was seen in the back that's mostly healed, period. There's no open areas, period. No major rash. Paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mr. Mincy has back pain and debility and is at post-laminectomy period. He still is unsteady at his feet and is unable to walk, period. But he still will get physical therapy here with the goal of walking and returning home in a few months, period. Two, he has diabetes mellitus and low hemoglobin A1C and continue for now pioglitazone 30 milligrams daily. Three, he has coronary artery disease, which is stable and continues on Metoprolol 25 milligrams daily. Period. 20 is atrial fibrillation, and alternating metoprolol 25 milligrams daily, plus amiodarone 200 milligrams daily, plus Xarelto 15 milligrams daily. 5, he has hypertension controlled with nifedipine ER 30 milligrams daily, plus hydralazine 25 milligrams 3 times a day. Period. 5 is constipation. I'll give you Miralax 17 milligrams or 17 grams daily in water. Period. I'll order this. Period. He may stop his probiotic when his current supply runs out. Period. 7, due to pain, I will ask him to schedule the tramadol to 50 milligrams every 6 hours. Period. New paragraph. I'll also order a CBC and a comprehensive metabolic panel for baseline labs. Period. Is Dr. Schumacher dictating? End of dictation.